From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. In Hungary, the death toll has risen after Monday's spill of millions of gallons of toxic waste. 7 people have died. Dozens more are being treated for burns. The waste flooded from a storage reservoir when a retaining wall collapsed. It covered villages and farmland in red, poisonous sludge. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli has seen it, and she sent this story.
The first signs of the disaster start many miles before the spill site. Highway asphalt is streaked in red, and there's a steady exodus of mud-laden trucks heading away from Kolontar. The name of this small town may soon join those of Bhopal and Chernobyl as symbols of man-made disasters. Walls and streetlights are stained red to a height of 3 yards. Hundreds of soldiers, policemen, and volunteers equipped with face masks and rubber boots are hosing down streets and homes and shoveling mud onto trucks. This bucolic region looks like a horror movie. 16 square miles of landscape all painted red. Cornfields, gardens, woods, and the first stories of many homes. Schoolteacher Maria Gerensker was at home on Monday at noon when she saw the torrent of red sludge disgorged from the toxic waste reservoir 4 miles away. She was able to find shelter in her attic.
So, but the downstairs is finished. My car has finished. My bicycle has finished and everything has finished. The garden, the yard and everything.
About 250 families have been evacuated, and the most immediate concern is health. The red toxic waste from the aluminum factory contains heavy metals and small amounts of radioactivity that can cause cancer and long-term contamination of the environment and local crops. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban visited the disaster site on Thursday.
The pollution is the most serious thing after the losing of human rights. We don't know exactly what the size is, not physically, but, you know, in terms of depth and the seriousness of that of the special material. So I think it's a serious ecological catastrophe.
One of the biggest concerns had been possible contamination of the Danube. Already, local tributaries into Europe's main waterways have been declared dead. They're stained red and devoid of aquatic life. Emergency crews have poured gypsum and acetic acid or vinegar into the waterways to neutralize the muck. The sludge reached the Danube yesterday. But a spokeswoman for the National Rescue Agency, Georgi Totos, said today's testing of the river waters was much more positive.
As you know, on Monday, the pH level was 13. It's a very high basic level. But today, on the Danube, the pH value is 8.3. This level is safe.
But Totos says some local residents feel there's no future for them here.
And the people have the chance. If they would like to come back to Kolontar, then they have the chance to have a house here. But if somebody says, no, thank you, never ever in my life, then the government will have to find a new place with a new house.
There's slightly more optimism among officials of those countries further downstream on the Danube, which are taking river samples every few hours. But ecologists say the accident in Kolontar was waiting to happen. They say along the Danube there are hundreds of communist-era waste storage reservoirs, many of them aging and poorly monitored. Sylvia Pajoli, NPR News, Kolontar.